Welcome to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating research on a new delivery system for gene therapy. This is some cutting-edge science that could revolutionize how we treat cancer.
And I'm Alex, joining Jamie to break down this groundbreaking study published in Nature Communications. We're looking at a paper with quite the title: Bioengineered Nanovesicles for Efficient siRNA Delivery Through Ligand Receptor-Mediated and Enzyme-Controlled Membrane Fusion. That's a mouthful, but don't worry. We'll make this accessible.
Exactly, Alex. And while that title might sound complex, the core concept is actually pretty fascinating. Essentially, researchers have created these tiny biological packages, nanovesicles, that can deliver genetic material directly into cancer cells to shut down the genes that help tumors grow.
Right. And what makes this study so interesting is how they've engineered these nanovesicles. They've basically hacked the delivery system used by viruses, specifically the spike protein from SARS-CoV-2. Yes, the COVID virus. But modified it in a really clever way to target cancer cells.
Oh, that's such a cool application. So they're taking something that was originally problematic, viral machinery, and repurposing it for something beneficial. Can you explain a bit about how these nanovesicles actually work?
Sure thing. So first, let's talk about what they're delivering. Something called small interfering RNA, or siRNA. These are tiny pieces of genetic material that can target and silence specific genes. In this case, they're targeting oncogenes, genes that drive cancer growth.
And the big challenge with siRNA therapy has always been delivery, right? I mean, our bodies have all these defense mechanisms to prevent random genetic material from getting into our cells.
Exactly. That's been the major roadblock. Naked siRNA gets degraded quickly in the bloodstream, and even if it reaches cancer cells, it struggles to get inside them. And even when it does get in, most of it ends up trapped in these cellular compartments called endosomes and gets destroyed.
So what makes these particular nanovesicles special? How are they solving this delivery problem?
Well, the researchers did something really clever. They genetically engineered human cells to produce modified spike proteins, those same proteins found on the COVID virus. But here's the twist. They modified the spike protein to be activated by a specific enzyme called thrombin that's found in the tumor environment.
Oh, I see. So these nanovesicles can specifically recognize cancer cells through the spike protein binding to ACE2 receptors on the cancer cells. Kind of like how COVID recognizes lung cells. But they only activate and fuse with the cancer cells when they encounter this thrombin enzyme.
You got it. That's what makes this system so precise. The nanovesicles are coated with these engineered cell membranes that have the modified spike proteins. When they encounter cancer cells expressing ACE2 receptors, they bind to them. Then the thrombin enzyme triggers the spike protein to change shape, causing the nanovesicle membrane to fuse directly with the cancer cell membrane.
And that fusion is the key breakthrough here, right? Because instead of the traditional path where the nanovesicle gets swallowed up by the cell and trapped in an endosome, this direct fusion dumps the siRNA cargo right into the cell's cytoplasm, where it can immediately go to work silencing target genes.
Exactly. The researchers showed that only about 1 to 2% of siRNA normally escapes from endosomes into the cytosol, where it needs to be. But with this fusion approach, they're bypassing that bottleneck entirely. It's like, instead of trying to break out of prison after you're caught, you're sneaking in through a secret tunnel directly to where you need to be.
That's a great analogy. And what were the results when they tested this in actual tumors?
The results were pretty impressive. They targeted the epidermal growth factor receptor, EGFR, which is overexpressed in many cancers, especially lung cancer. When they delivered siRNA targeting EGFR using these nanovesicles and activated them with thrombin, they saw significant tumor growth inhibition in mice with lung cancer. They even showed it could prevent lung metastasis.
That's remarkable. And I'm guessing they compared this to conventional delivery methods to show how much better their approach was?
They did, and the difference was striking. Their engineered nanovesicles with thrombin activation showed much better gene silencing than traditional methods. They even compared it to nanovesicles with the wild-type spike protein that couldn't be activated by thrombin, and those were far less effective.
You know what I find particularly clever about this approach? They're essentially using the cancer's own environment against it. The thrombin enzyme that's present in tumors becomes the trigger that activates these nanovesicles to deliver their therapeutic payload.
Absolutely. It's like a biological Trojan horse that only opens in the presence of a specific key found at the target site. And what's also interesting is how they engineered the whole system. They knocked out the ACE2 receptors from the cells they used to make the nanovesicles, so the spike proteins wouldn't bind to their own membranes during production.
That's such a smart design consideration. So what do you think are the implications of this research? Could we see this approach in clinical trials soon?
Well, there's still a lot of work to be done before this reaches clinical trials. One consideration is that many people now have antibodies against the spike protein due to COVID vaccination or infection, which might neutralize these nanovesicles before they reach tumors.
That's a really good point. I wonder if they could modify the spike protein further to evade those antibodies, or maybe use a different viral fusion protein altogether.
Exactly, and the authors actually mention that possibility. They suggest that the RBD region of the spike protein could be replaced with other tumor-targeting peptides to both avoid antibody recognition and potentially target cancers that don't express ACE2.
And I imagine this approach isn't limited to delivering siRNA, right? Could they use the same nanovesicle system to deliver other therapeutics like mRNA, proteins, or even traditional chemotherapy drugs?
Absolutely. The author specifically mentioned that this platform could be adapted for delivering mRNA, DNA, proteins, and anti-cancer drugs. The key innovation here is the targeted delivery and efficient release mechanism, which could benefit all sorts of therapeutic cargoes.
It's fascinating how they've essentially taken a viral mechanism that caused so much harm during the pandemic and repurposed it for potentially life-saving cancer therapy. Talk about making lemonade from lemons.
That's science for you. Taking inspiration from nature, even its more problematic aspects, and engineering it to solve human problems. And this study is a perfect example of that ingenuity.
Well, I think we've covered the major points of this fascinating research. To recap, researchers created bioengineered nanovesicles with modified spike proteins that can recognize cancer cells through ACE2 receptors and undergo enzyme-triggered membrane fusion to efficiently deliver siRNA directly into the cytoplasm of cancer cells.
And when they use these nanovesicles to deliver siRNA targeting EGFR in lung cancer models, they saw significant tumor growth inhibition and prevention of metastasis, outperforming conventional delivery methods. This approach could potentially be extended to other therapeutic cargoes and different cancer targets in the future.
That wraps up our discussion of this innovative research. If you're interested in learning more, you can check out the full paper in Nature Communications. We'll include the DOI number in our show notes. Thanks for listening to the Origene podcast.
And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with your colleagues. We'll be back next time with more cutting-edge research in biotechnology and medicine. Until then, I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. See you next time.